And twist your arm to have it down here.
Yes, yes, strongly.
But saying all that, let's pledge of allegiance, please. Kevin, won't you lead us, Kevin?
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Kindly stand for a moment of silence. Announcements, fire evacuation plan. Ken? That way? Any other? Joe, do we know anything else?
No.
Well, just to make it official, in the event of a fire, just listen to the fire department.
Exit
there, and then we're over here.
The fire department is here with us.
Yeah. Believe me, the fire truck will be here before you get out of the boat.
Please kindly silence your cell phones. And tonight, call the meeting to order, our public hearing regarding 2017 budget and our 2017 to 2022 capital program. We have only one person who would like to speak, Mr. Elliot Horbach, our county controller.
My apologies, Legislator Bartels, Bethonio, and Pat.
Sorry about that.
I'm apologizing to them, Legislator Fabiano, because they heard what I had to say last night. They were in attendance in the...
Oh,
so I apologize.
That's okay.
Today's 2016 Office of the Comptroller is comprised of seven professionals who work diligently to ensure that government is effective, efficient, and economical. The current staff, which has evolved and changed over the course of the past 24 months, brings a professionalism to auditing and reporting that has been unparalleled in my tenure. Three highly trained licensed and degree professionals and four dedicated staffers have committed themselves to not just detect fraud, but to prevent it. All the while, our workload and productivity has increased, while our budget has decreased. As a matter of fact, our percentage to the county's overall budget is far below the statewide average of elected state controllers. Let's not forget why people in Ulster County insisted upon the charter change 8 years ago and what the people's expectation was when the charter was put into place. They wanted a government that was less bureaucratic. They wanted a government that was more open and transparent. They not only wanted leadership, they also wanted independent oversight from a controller's office. They wanted a controller who would be responsible not to the executive branch, nor to the legislative branch, but to the taxpayers, with the fundamental duty of being their eyes on Ulster. The transition did not come easy to those in power, and it has been evident that the sailing has not always been smooth, with the winds of ego and politics blowing across our bow of independence. Needless to say, not everybody in county government has been happy to see us, or at times happy with what we have found when we examine the numbers. An audit is far from political. As a matter of fact, there is no Republican way nor Democratic way to audit. We audit performance against standards that are prescribed by generally accepted accounting procedures, standards set by local laws, standards established by state regulations. We don't negotiate our audits. We report the facts and what transpired. In fairness, each audit includes a response by the auditee if they so choose, and we are not adverse to amend the final document if need be. We see the data that accompanies millions of dollars behind county revenues and expenses and believe that every number has a story and every story has a number. It's quite clear that our changes to both identify the risk and recognize the best practices. Rich, you were gone, so do you want me to start over?
No, it's okay. I heard every word. I was right out there.
Identify best practices that are inherent in a multi-million-dollar municipal business with dozens of units of government, thousands of payroll, hundreds of moving parts. During this time, when a lack of ethics and heightened corruption has pushed good governing aside, we champion our audits to include recommendations that will remedy the risks, right the wrongs, and keep the county its employees from being on the front page of the news. So my appeal to you tonight is a simple one. We're looking to restore our personnel and contractual budget to this year's level and simply make the adjustment in it for any bargaining unit and longevity adjustments need be. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Motion to adjourn.
I would like it until at least 15 minutes because I just think it's unfair to the public.
Mr. Chairman?
To wait because we announced a meeting at 7 and if someone's on the way or running a few minutes late, I just think.
They just called me, so no one's coming. Everybody. Quarter after.
Quarter after.
Okay. All right, everybody, like to address us? If not, a motion to adjourn.
No,
so move. All in favor,
say aye.
Thank you for coming.